I'm Rob with Guys Games and Beer, and I'm here with
Travis with Guys Games and Beer, and we're also here with
Larry from Guys Games and Beer, and this we are at QuartzCon as part of our international tour. So, and then we are with
I'm Joel Vile from OA Interactive.
Yep. Oh, I'm Joel from OA Interactive, and my game is Aro.
Welcome, Joel, to the show. It's QuartzCon, and we heard you're going to join us on this show here for a video game project you've been working on.
Yep, I've been working on this for several years. It's become my life pretty much entirely. I got laid off during the pandemic, and I'm a graphic designer normally, but I, you know, endeavored to become a game designer, which is if someone had told me what it would be like, I probably would have said no to doing it. But
so I mean, what made you decide to, you know, go ahead and give that a shot, since it doesn't sound like
this is my first game.
Yes. Well, you know, it was, like I said, it was a side project for it was a side project for a few years before, when I was working, I was an art director in advertising, and then I got laid off the pandemic. At first I was just looking for jobs, but then I realized that I had an opportunity that I might not have again, and so I thought I would take that chance and go for it. So I decided to make it a real thing. Yeah.
This is, again, your first game, sounds like a real passion project. So what's it like? What is it about?
So it's a 2D side-scrolling adventure game. It has kind of a distinct art style, kind of a very flat art style with kind
is
of like
your art?
It is all art by me. I would say I'm a solo dev, but that would be unfair to my brother, who's done the programming. So I've done everything but the programming. So it's kind of a mysterious, kind of thought-provoking kind of adventure game.
Awesome. What's the platform?
So it's currently a demo available on Steam, but it's coming to Steam and Nintendo Switch.
Awesome.
So it'll be available this year, probably this summer.
Okay, say it right. We 1, 2, 3. Everything on Switch.
Switch.
Yeah. Everything should come to the Switch.
Sure, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's like the vampire of systems. Oh, is there a game? Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Too.
Years ago, I might as well explain the whole Everything on Switch. Years ago, there was a Twitter account. It was called Everything on Switch.
Okay.
They would list games they thought they could come on the Switch. Eventually, it shut down because everything did come to the Switch. And we believe everything should be on the Switch, because I think it's a great handheld.
Yeah, I mean,
it's gonna go down as one of the great handhelds in history.
Yeah,
okay,
for
sorry
sure.
About that. Let's
no,
see.
You're fine.
Let's get back to it.
It's actually really perfect for me. I have a publisher too, and he's on all the consoles, but Switch is a really good fit, and it's really Nintendo makes it really easy. It's much easier than the others. So.
So again, obviously, this is your first project. You're pouring a lot of passion, effort into developing this first title. Like, again, kind of what. What about this game kind of gives you the drive to, like, kind of push towards that finish line and, like, share that with people?
Yeah, it's very personal for me. So it's, I mean, in several ways. As like an artist, I went to art school and everything, and I think people who do that find out when they get into the fields that they get into, it's not quite as artistic as they thought. You don't get to express yourself. So
it's a business.
Yeah. I mean, I did, like, Chevy and Ford websites for 10 years, which is fine. You know, it's not bad. It's just, you know, you can't necessarily put a lot of...
Yeah,
it's not... I'm not complaining, but, you know, so this is just a chance for me to really kind of do my own thing, like, that artists really want to do. And the other thing is that it's really... The story and the theme of the game are really personal, and, I had panic disorder. I still have it, but I'm pretty much better. For like over a decade, and so the game is kind of based on my experiences. A lot of metaphors. The gameplay is basically a metaphor, and then there's the story as well, which is quasi autobiographical.
Well, there's a story. So, what's the main character's name?
So the main character's name is Aro, which is the name of the game, and it's pronounced everyone. It's Aro, and everyone is really hesitant, but they always say it right. It's just like the letter R and the letter O. So Aro, yeah.
That's funny. I gotta do a video.
And yes, it's just I picked it because I wanted something that felt foreign and kind of weird and awkward, and I think I did a good job on that.
What do you consider a weird element of it?
Well, the world the world that, so it's a self-contained fictional world, and it draws a lot from different world cultures, probably mostly Asia, but I really wanted it to be kind of ambiguous, that no one could really put their finger on it. So I've had people actually come up to me and say, oh, this is based on like Mesoamerica, and then other people were like, oh, is this like kind of like a Tibetan thing? And I was like, I love all those.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes.
When you can like view a piece and like people take different things away from it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's always the best, is like when you can walk that line and people can pull.
I wanted. Yeah. And I think I love fantasy just in general and sci-fi. And I love like Lord of the Rings and things. But with those types of worlds, like, you know, there's a lot of focus on like European and medieval styles. And I really wanted to come up with something that was a little bit different. Not just like the Chinese kung fu or samurai or whatever, or Japanese samurai or whatever. I wanted to try to evoke some kind of foreign feel, but not be too specific. Really give it like its own unique world. Yeah.
So you mentioned the main character. A little bit about the main character. What is the what's the goal? What's the quest?
Yeah. So the character, it's, you know, it's intentionally a little mysterious, but I will say that the character basically.
Yeah. Without spoiling it.
Yeah. The character starts out having some sort of problem, and it appears that he has some sort of sickness, and that's basically like, that's the goal of the game, is to basically cure the sickness. Things don't always go quite like he plans, but that's actually kind of spoilery. But yeah, so like he's trying to find.
I don't know. I expect most games to not go as I plan.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, most.
So,
especially with Larry behind the wheel.
Seems fair.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a story arc. You gotta have something unexpected. But but yeah, go ahead.
So so the coding in that was done. You said by your brother.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did he come up with a game mechanic or something? You're like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Did my brother come up with the mechanic?
Yeah, yeah. Any of the game mechanics that are a little different, a little like, oh, okay.
No.
I mean, it's fair.
There's something to be said for a solid platformer. Again, with a good story. I mean, like, there's some, like, the other thing I can think of, like, you know, like Braid or Celeste or like.
Sure, yeah.
Just a solid, like, it's something that's a decent 2D.
Yes.
But that has either a good world or a good story. You can pull a lot from that.
I think it's interesting when you take, like, a TV platformer and throw a story into it and depth into it. I enjoy that when that is done.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole design of the game started from the idea of my experience and, like, some of the story. And with the world building I kind of had already created. And then I kind of tried to create gameplay from that. I should also mention one of the core gameplay elements is that you can release your spirit and fly, so your body stays where it is, and you can fly.
See,
it's kind of like astral projection.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Did I bury the lead? So that's kind of one of the gameplay hooks. There is, yeah.
So you said kind of looking for a relatively soon release timetable schedule. When around are you looking to try and I know you're demoing it now, so but
demo's available right now on Steam.
So people are kind of looking to check out the whole project. When do you think?
Yeah, the release is coming soon. I stopped trying to predict really specifically, but it's coming soon. I'm hoping. Let's just say summer. For sure, summer.
So people are looking to check out the demo of the game. Or
summer goes to September 31st or 21st, right? Okay, yeah, summer. Let's say summer.
That sounds like.
Or you can click the link right down below where I'll have the Steam link to it.
Yeah, okay. Again, if people are looking to check out your game, look you up on Steam, or if you have a website, socials, is there any other...
Yep, Steam, you can go to the website. It's ro-game.com, so ahro-game.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming on.
We're looking forward to trying out the demo. And again, thank you for spending some time. Again, we're here at CorksCon.
If you're interested, don't forget, check out the link down below.
Thanks. Travis here with Guys, Games, and Beer.
Are we really repeating this?
All right, fine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's been hammered into my
skull. Rob with Guys, Games, and Beer. Still.
And where are we, gentlemen?
At CorksCon 2024.
Yeah. He's already said that,
it's been
Mark.
Hammered into my skull.
You know what? I think the cameraman stopped paying attention to us.
We'll check it out, guys. We've got more pictures of the con thing and hopefully some more footage. Bye, guys.